Well, this isn't for us, isn't it? It'll be over 2 years since we stood here before. So, the relevance of the resurrection of Jesus, that's the focus of what we're going to talk about this morning. The Bible and history, the evidence shows that Jesus did rise from the dead and that he was alive forevermore. And a consequence of the resurrection of Jesus, which we will now talk of as a fact, was that the disciples of Jesus, those who had been with him during his ministry, who were afraid of the Roman authorities and the Jewish authorities during the time of Jesus' death, were changed men afterwards. They were willing to fearlessly preach the message of salvation through Christ, even though they received persecution and some even were killed for their faith. So these details, just to reinforce the evidence that Jesus did rise from the dead. Now, that message, which was preached 2,000 years ago, is just as relevant today. It's not become out of date or obsolete because of the passage of time. We read about an occasion when the Apostle Paul preached the gospel message in Athens, and we read part of Acts chapter 17. And what Paul has been talking about is the resurrection of Jesus and its relevance for those who were listening to what the apostle was saying. And in Acts chapter 17, verse 31, he highlights the relevance of the resurrection, saying that God has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead. So the Apostle Paul's point is, because God raised Jesus from the dead, we have a guarantee that God will judge the world by Jesus. That's the relevance of the resurrection of Jesus. Now, nobody, either before or after Jesus, was raised from the dead to eternal life. Here is the guarantee, so in Acts chapter 17. But the resurrection of Jesus doesn't just impact on the future. It's not just relevant for the future. It's relevant now. It can make a difference to your life. So, when we read about the power of Jesus' resurrection, the Apostle Paul, writing to a group of Christians in Philippi in chapter 3 of the letter to the Philippians, speaks to us about the impact of the resurrection. Philippians chapter 3. The apostle is now talking about his own position, how he had forsaken everything that was worth having, perceived to be worth having in this life, for his conviction that God raised Jesus from the dead. Read verse 9 of Philippians chapter 3, the apostle says that he's looking forward to being found in him, not having his own righteousness, which is by the law, that's the law of Moses, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, and be made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Paul saw the relevance of the resurrection in his own life, and so he forsook quite an important status situation in Jerusalem and suffered persecution. He lists in 2 Corinthians 11 some of the things he experienced because of his faith in the risen Lord Jesus Christ, that he might be raised from the dead as Jesus was. So Jesus' resurrection actually changes people's lives. I've already spoken about the way the resurrected Jesus impacted upon the disciples. Let's just to look at some of the details that support that. We're going to go to Mark chapter 14, which is talking to us about what was going on with the disciples around the time that Jesus was captured in the garden of Gethsemane. Quite simple, to the point, in verse 50. And they all forsook him and fled. That's what it says of the disciples. But we find a few days later, well, after the resurrection of Jesus, 3 days later, they are a very different group of men. In John chapter 20, we find in verse 19, the same day at evening, John chapter 20, verse 19, we find the disciples in a locked room for fear of the Jews. But then Jesus appeared in the midst of them, end of verse 20, and said, "Peace be unto you." When he had so said, he showed them his hand on his side, and the disciples were glad that they saw the Lord. That's the difference. They forsook him and fled, and were glad that they saw the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And a few weeks later, we find that these very men who were hiding from the Jews, who had seen Jesus openly in Jerusalem preaching about the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And they were talking to the very people who they had been afraid of a few weeks earlier. In the Acts of the Apostles actually records for us some of the preaching that took place during the early years of the Christian community. And I'm going to Acts chapter 4, just to look at one reaction that we get. 2, 3, and 4 talk about the examples of them fearlessly preaching the gospel to the very people who had organized the death of Jesus. And this actually really annoyed the Jewish authorities. And so they took Peter and John more than once. Now, in verse 13 of Acts chapter 4, we read what the authorities, the religious leaders who were put by Jesus, actually saw in the disciples, these men who'd been afraid of them. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, that is, that they weren't educated in the traditions of the Jewish law, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So the Jewish authorities acknowledged they were different men. They were behaving very differently. And they took knowledge of them because they had been with Jesus. Now, this isn't a comment about them having spent time with Jesus during his ministry, because the consequence of spending time with Jesus during his ministry was when he was captured, they all forsook him and fled. This comment that's been made by the Jewish leaders has got to mean that they recognize that these men have been with the risen Jesus. The impact the gospel message had on them. Now, we do want to ask the question of ourselves, are we affected by his resurrection? Has the resurrection of Jesus affected you? So just knowing that God's raised you from the dead isn't sufficient. Now, it's not enough either to know that others were affected by Jesus' resurrection. It's no good standing on one side and saying, oh yes, I can see people who believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. What impact does it have upon you? The Apostle Paul wrote in the letter to the Romans to Christian believers in Rome, and he laid bare his concerns, actually. See, these things mattered to Paul, that people would believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And so, talking about people's reaction, he said in verse 9 of Romans chapter 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Then he presents scriptural evidence, quoting from Isaiah's prophecy to support what he's saying. What Paul is writing to these Roman believers is commitment is required. It's not just acknowledging that we know that God raised Jesus from the dead. There is a requirement to do something about it. But in Romans chapter 12, it's interesting, the letter to the Romans. If you want to spend time working through it, you'll find the first 11 chapters lay out fundamental doctrines to do with it. Reason why we die, the origin of sin, the reason why Jesus died, the way that God's righteousness is seen in the forgiveness of sins, and consequently a changed life will be seen. Having laid these details out, the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. These things should change the way you live, the Apostle Paul is saying. The power of Jesus' resurrection will cause individuals who really believe these things to do something about it. If they're not baptized, they'll get baptized in the saving name of Jesus. If they are baptized, if we are baptized, then we will change the way that we live to be like that of Jesus. Look at like Paul, who count that which we have in this life as of little value when we compare it with the glorious hope of the resurrection. So the question for us really is, are we willing to change our life for Jesus? If we change the way we live now, when Jesus returns to judge the world in righteousness, the resurrection will take place of all faithful servants, and eternal life will be given to those who have changed their life and committed themselves to Jesus. That's the relevance, if you like, of the resurrection of Jesus.